Thank you for listening to Radio Bulgaria's podcast.
In the Bulgarian National Radio, 80 years in 80 weeks, we go back to 1998, the year communist dictator Todor Živkov died. Todor Živkov was born on the 7th of September 1911 in Pravets and, as of 1932, was a member of the Bulgarian Workers' Party Communists. In 1948, he became a member of the Bulgarian Communist Party Central Committee and in 1954 was elected its first secretary. In 1962, Todor Živkov became chairman of the Council of Ministers, in 1971 of the State Council. On the 10th of November 1989, he was dismissed from all posts he had occupied, and at the beginning of 1990, Todor Živkov was arrested and charged with a number of crimes. That is, very briefly, the biography of the man who ruled Bulgaria 33 long years. Latter-day researchers of this period from the country's modern history say that the long years of Živkov's authoritarian regime proved disastrous for the belated formation of a civil society in the country, crushing any individual initiative or dissent. Živkov rose to power in 1953-1964, a time of generational changeover in Bulgarian political life. A time of all kinds of economic strategies and experiments, closely connected with his political assertion inside the country, as well as with regard to Big Brother, the USSR. Throughout his regime, he touted the triumph of the socialist model. Yet this same model and his own governance led the country to bankruptcy three times. The first time was in 1960, when secretly and almost criminally he sold the country's gold reserves to the Soviet Union. The second time Bulgaria went bankrupt was in 1977-1979, when the country accrued $6 billion in debts to Western banks, which it was unable to pay off. The third time was in 1989, when, even though the country had gone bankrupt twice, Živkov kept his regime going by taking out more debts from Western banks. The cost of this authoritarian way of dealing with problems, $11 billion in external debt, $20 billion in internal debt, a bankrupt agriculture, a military-industrial complex up to its ears in debt, a brand new company system with no currency resource. Foreign trade companies are the exception. They were under state security control and were turned into personal piggy banks by the new communist-bred capitalist millionaires. In his monologues with the prosecution over court case number 1 and number 4, Todor Živkov states he is guilty of bringing about the country's economic ruination, but not publicly. As to case number 1, Živkov was indicted of exceeding authority with the aim of deriving benefits for himself or for third persons amounting to over 26.5 million leva. Court case number 4, launched in 1991, aimed to establish the causes and the perpetrators of the economic catastrophe. But it never got to court, as charges were never pressed. In 1990, a lawsuit was initiated against Todor Živkov over the forcible change of names of the Bulgarian Turks and their forced deportation, the so-called revival process. A warrant for his arrest was issued on the 18th of January 1990, but several months later it was replaced with house arrest. Here is what Todor Živkov said just before the first trial against him.
Нашият народ и международната общественост очакват от този процес, че той ще бъде политически процес.
Our people and the international community are expecting this to be a political trial. The charges against Todor Živkov are for crimes against the state, against the people, etc. There are no such charges against me. absolutely all charges pressed during the investigation, that I have taken billions of dollars out of the country and into Western banks. All this has been dropped. They were slanders, sensations by the ad hoc committee of the previous National Assembly with President Andrei Lukanov. Slanders, mudslinging against the former head of state and secretary general of the Bulgarian Communist Party, and they were submitted to the prosecutor general's office. On the 25th of February 1991, Todor Zhivkov was brought to trial for handing out Security and Protection Directorate apartments, cars and money illegally. In September 1992, the Supreme Court found Zhivkov guilty and sentenced him to 7 years of imprisonment. On the 8th of June 1993, he was brought to trial over the death camps, concentration camps where dissenters were sent in the 1944-1962 period. After that, he was taken to court for embezzling over $11 million, money earmarked for assisting left-wing workers' organizations around the world. There followed other lawsuits, including with regard to the revival process. In this instance, the Constitutional Court ruled that prosecution was only possible for crimes against races and nationalities and not ethnic groups. Thus, in the eyes of the law, after 45 years of totalitarianism and authoritarian rule in the People's Republic of Bulgaria, no culprits were found. Todor Zhivkov died on the 5th of August 1998.